Proverbs for the day, August the 10th, Proverbs chapter 10, verses 12 to 14. Proverbs 10, verses 12 to 14. Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. Pretty good sized passage. We'll just look at a few thoughts in it today, okay? First of all, verse 12. Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. Love or hatred? Love or hatred? What if you saw it as a choice between the two and not a bunch of gray areas in between? I know there's a difference between like and tolerance and all that. I realize on a practical level. But on a spiritual level, it's love or hatred. And the initial choice determines the action that follows. It's like the difference between taking coals and pouring water on them or stirring them up. Okay? That's the difference. Notice he says, hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. It's the difference between taking dirt and sand and covering those coals and putting them out or blowing on them and stirring them and giving them air. And how great a matter little fire kindleth. Okay? Yeah. there have been some mighty big bushfires started with just a strike of lightning, a cigarette, a match, just anything. I don't know if you've ever barbecued or not, but you'd be surprised. Isn't it funny how when you need the coals to last, they don't? Oh, Murphy's Law, huh? But man, isn't it amazing how hot they'll stay sometimes? And you won't even realize it. The initial choice. It's strife or grace and peace. Okay? Now our Bible tells us this. And so we understand. Now, let me just... You wouldn't think we'd have to spend so much time on disclaimers, clarification. But in this world we live in, people have got their heads so turned around, we have to do this. What we're talking about here is not about a doctrinal issue. It's not about joining the wrong crowd. Okay? We're talking about within your own company. Within those that God has put you. Not within those who are not living right, but you don't want to have any conflict with them. We're not talking about that. Okay? 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. That's in there with the charity list. Charity is the right word. It's the right word because it's different than just love. It's love in action. And so he tells us here that he says, hatred stirreth up strife, but love covereth all sins. Now you'd have to start with God's statement on it. What is it that covers it? It's the blood of Christ. And why does God cover it? Because we come to him in humility and we cover it. Within us, we have to cultivate love, a godly love. Not a perverted love. Okay? Simon Peter himself, the old rough, tough commercial fisherman. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. 1 Peter 4 and verse 8. You say, is he talking about people who are doing wrong or the world? No, the very next verse says this. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. It is primarily, within our company, so to speak. Now, are you to allow all this strife, hatred stirred up strife? Are you supposed to be at strife with the world all the time? He doesn't tell you to. He said, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men in Romans. So it's love or hatred. It's a choice. It's an attitude choice. Love or hatred. Notice in verse 13, in the lips of him that hath understanding. It's lips of understanding or the laying on of stripes. Lips of understanding or the laying on of stripes. I've always put it this way, and I know it's just a practical statement. It's not a doctrinal statement. But there's two ways to learn. On our knees or over God's knee. To me, that's pretty graphic. I've been over my dad's knee before, and I've been over God's knee before, and I'd rather just learn on my knees. And the first is far better. I can be correct. You can be corrected by lips, by the lips of understanding, or by the laying on of stripes. Someone says, I guess I'm just one of those people and I learned the hard way. What on earth are you bragging about? If you learn the hard way, the Bible says in Proverbs 19:29, judgments are prepared for scorners and stripes for the back of fools. Now, yeah, I know. Somebody may have said that yesterday and now I'm in big trouble with you because your kids or your wife's going to quote it to you. Well, that's fine, but you ought to change that thinking. Ladies, too. I hear the female gender say it all the time, too. I guess I just have to learn the hard way. Well, who on earth would brag on that and who would want to stay that way? Proverbs 26:3, a whip for the horse, a bridle for the ass, and a rod for the fool's back. Listen, today, tomorrow, whenever, which will you be? Will you be the person who learns by the lips of understanding or the laying of stripes on your back? There's two ways to learn. And we're supposed to choose the wiser way. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. So we find people that have understanding and we listen and we learn. But a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. You know, if you're not careful, you get one of these things going to where you're just going to do your own thing unless. And that's a real bad situation to get into. Number one, because God might lay some stripes on you. But number two, he might just leave you to yourself and you crash and burn. So please notice that there's lips of understanding or there's laying of stripes. And there are two ways, on your knees or over God's knee. Choose the other. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. Does that mean we listen to just anybody? Why, of course not. He clarified it. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. A word, a mere word, can change our actions and our direction and the things we're doing and our thinking, if we'll take it on board. Have you ever noticed that things that require skill often go against our intuition, our instincts? And so what we need is instruction. And sometimes we have to hear it over and over and over, and then we have to review it because it's just so important. And that's the way it is with us. We're born lost. We're born with the old nature. God saves us, puts a new nature in us. Now we've got to let him grow us, and we've got to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We've got to put some effort into this thing. But man, pay attention to the lips of understanding. Thirdly, verse 14, wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. It's laying up knowledge or living on the edge of destruction. Laying up knowledge or living on the edge of destruction. You said, wise men lay up knowledge. Yeah, take notes. Learn to take notes. Learn to write something down. Learn to review stuff. Quit. Stop leaning on technology. Use it as far as it's good. But get back to how God made things and stop leaning on everybody else's work. Take notes, review, keep instruction and instructions. I'm going to tell you right now, in the line of earning a crust duties that I do right now, I don't know why. I can't understand why people don't obey instructions. I'm forever having to fix stuff because somebody didn't bother to read the instructions. Someone says, oh, I'll never need this. Well, how do you know what you'll need? How do you know when you'll need some math? Let's take school. How do you know when you'll need a math thing? How do you know when you'll need some of the skills and some of the processes that you've learned? You don't have the slightest idea. Quit thinking you know so much more than everybody else. You know, a lot of people, many, limit God's use. And they live for today, and they don't lay up. I've watched this many a time. You know, your early schooling, here's something practical, parents. Your early schooling is about the skills to learn. Reading, writing, and arithmetic are skills. They are the means, the tools, by which we are able then to lay up knowledge the rest of our life. I recently had to get some real help for my back. It's in serious condition through multitude of injuries, etc. And I was really thankful that by God's grace, he directed me to a fellow who didn't just get through his training, But he kept improving himself and learning. And some of the things he's learned after getting out, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 years after, have been a help to me in my particular situation. And I'm saying to you, young fellas, middle age, women, teenage girls, learn the habit of laying up knowledge, or you're going to live on the edge of disaster and destruction all the time. Wise men lay up knowledge. But the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. They're right on the edge all the time because of their ignorance. And so it's not laying up, you know, turn the social networking off. Open a book. Open your Bible with a pad of paper or a notebook and read it and lay up knowledge. Listen, in a crisis, you don't have time to study. In a time of combat, you don't have time to learn. So you lay it up. And the reason they test you is so that it's memorized and it's in there. And the very exercise of memorizing is helping you. Now, you take a lot of Christian colleges, folks, they're wasting your young people's time laying up foolishness. And then that person gets out of school and thinks, I'm done laying up foolishness. How many young men have had to get out of so-called Bible college and learn their Bible then? And if that's your case, you need to set a schedule. You need to make yourself read and study your Bible. You need to get the tools for doing it. You need to have a system for doing it. Why? Because wise men lay up knowledge. I have written in the margin of this teaching Bible, this particular edition of my King James Bible, notes, books, memory. It's going to cost you time, money. Pour yourself into laying up God's knowledge. God bless you.